You're listening to Saturday with Clare Byrne. We were talking to Minister James Reilly earlier about a number of things, including universal health insurance. We're joined now by Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil Health spokesperson, who's in our Cork studio. And here with me in Dublin, we've Ray Whalley, GP, who's also a member of the IMO GP committee. Billy, I'll come to you first. You've said that this is like an extra tax for people, or will be. But one thing is sure, we have to change the system that we have.
We have to try and bring forward a system that's fair and equitable and treats people based on their medical needs. But I mean, the point we're making is, you know, universal health insurance could cost a lot of people an awful lot more money. Now, we're waiting for the publication of the white paper, and I'm not scaremongering on this. I mean, we published a paper last year. In fact, we're the only party that has published a paper which outlines the various options on how we fund a fair, equitable health system in the future. But, like, the people that are scaremongering most would be Minister Brendan Howlan and Minister Michael Noonan, because they're the people that have raised the issue as to what it could possibly cost, with Minister Noonan being very vocal last Monday at the Cabinet Subcommittee with regard to this particular issue. Now, we await the publication, but I mean, we now find that Minister Reilly, who was infatuated by the Dutch model before the last election, is now moving to the German model. And I'm just making the
but
point...
But perhaps that's because he's taking on board the concerns that Brendan Howlan and Michael Noonan have. I mean, he did say he's very much at consultation stage, and that he's willing to listen, and he's willing to put caps on budgets as well. That's what he said today. So this is not a fait accompli, it's a work in progress.
It's not a fait accompli, and it is a work in progress, but I mean, if you put caps on budgets, let's be very clear, there's no such thing as free health anywhere in the world. Somebody has to pay for it at the end of the day. The Irish taxpayer traditionally pays for it in this country, and it's subsidised in by private health insurance and other fees at hospitals, etc. But regardless of what system comes in place, it must be fair and equitable. Now, there's a cohort of people out there that are hard pressed at the present time. They're trying to maintain private health insurance, and the government policies to date have been very much about undermining people's ability to continue to afford private health insurance. Now, the minister makes the point that health insurance companies, you know, haven't contained costs, but the government itself has added additional costs on top of ordinary families throughout the country with regard to the cap on the tax relief, full cost charge for private patients in public beds. So the point is that if they keep undermining private health insurance, it is going to, you know, increase the potential liability on the state in the years ahead to fund private health insurance. And we just want to see the publication of the white paper quickly. We want to have a robust debate. But one of the interesting points made by Minister Reilly, he said it is our health service. Presently, it is our health service. But if we go down the universal health insurance model as proposed by Minister Reilly, it will be the private health insurer's health care system. So a lot of debate needs to be take place in this. We're open to all offers in terms of it. But we would like to think that we were being constructive in raising legitimate issues. And it's just not Billy Kelleher raising them. The Minister for Finance and the Minister for Public Expenditure Reform have raised them as well.
All right, Ray Whalley, we'll come to you on this now. Will it work?
It's difficult to say will it work. There's a lack of detail. We've had 3 years of this government and we have no white paper. We have a lot of commonality in what we want. We want accessibility, we want accountability, we want a patient-centred approach. We want reform. We want a split between the purchaser and provider. We want money follows the patient. We want free healthcare at the point of delivery, but the problem is somebody has to pay for it.
Because we're being told that included in the basic basket of services that everybody will get is free GP care. That's free care from people like you.
Well, the minister, again, what we're working on is stories that come out in the paper. But for example, one of the main emphasis of the minister is that we have equity of access, where we have one system for all. But already we've had stated that we're going to have possibly three baskets of healthcare. The minimal basket of healthcare will be for those on medical card. He said it was free. Minister Reilly, when in opposition, said he was against prescription charges, and in his time as Minister of Health, that's gone up by 500%. So that a medical card holder, especially the elderly on chronic care programmes, maybe on the maximum number of tablets, is now paying €25 per month multiplied by 12. I have patients who can't afford that. Mm-hmm. That's not free. Free means
Are people delaying getting medication because of that prescription charge? Have you seen evidence of that in your own practice?
Yes, I was totally taken aback when I had a 75-year-old lady who was steadying herself about to leave the room of my surgery, and she was having a little talk with herself, I'll get those tablets next week. And I was doing my bit on the computer, and then I realised what she had said, and I went into it in the fact that she didn't have the money to buy her tablets. And the HSE and Department of Health have this data because the pharmacists are actually obliged to provide data where medication is not collected. When this prescription charge was brought in by Minister Harney some number of years ago, Professor Ruan of the ESRI did a study. She found it difficult to come in support of this. You would think we would have a review of all of that again.
Okay, let's go back now to universal health insurance. Is anybody talking officially to doctors about this at this stage?
There's no conversation. There's no engagement with the doctors, full stop. There's no engagement in regard to free GP care. There's no engagement in regard to universal health coverage.
You are talking, though, about the free, potential free care for under sixes, aren't you, at that stage? Is that where you're at?
We're in a process whereby the government have sent out a discussion document and various parties have made their submissions to that, including the public, which is understandable. We have sent a letter to the minister raising our concerns. Interestingly, we spent 3 years trying to meet Minister for Health, but we still haven't met him. We have received a letter from the Minister for Primary Care at the end of this week, and we are considering our response to that.
So Billy Kelleher says of universal health insurance that this hands over our health service to the private insurance companies. Do you agree?
Unfortunately, I do agree, because private insurance companies work to the specification of their shareholders, and the difficulty with that is it is not necessarily the specification of what the patients want. In the Dutch situation, you have problems with vertical integration where the insurance companies could own the insurance company, the hospital, the pharmacy, the doctor, and the difficulty with that, they can curtail what's on offer, they can decide what you can prescribe, and we have difficulties with that. In the Dutch system, they spend 11.7% of GDP. We spend 8.9% of GDP. In the German system, they spend 9.3% of GDP. Effectively, we're at the moment cutting back majorly on healthcare. And as a result of that, we are having difficulties in our healthcare system. If you continue to take resources out of the healthcare system, as you have done in general practice, over the last 4 years, 160 million has been taken out of general practice, you will have problems.
All right, let's talk solutions then, Billy Kelleher. If you're saying that this probably won't work, what will work?
Well, my one preference, even though we have a discussion document on it and as a party, obviously we will be publishing full proposals when we see the white paper. But I mean, I certainly would be reluctant to hand the healthcare system over to private health insurers. I think that, you know, we have a taxation-based model.
What alternative are you offering?
Well, there's inequities in the present system, I accept that. But I mean, the government hasn't even offered an alternative yet because we haven't seen it. I mean, to be a bit rich for me to expect to have an alternative when I haven't seen the government's proposals yet. But I mean, I certainly would believe that a taxation-based model based on access on medical need would be the right way to go. But it has to be sustainable. I mean, there's no point in us pretending, just like the minister is, that nobody will pay more for this. The fact of the matter is people will pay more for this in the years ahead.
Okay, but Fianna Fáil doesn't appear to have an alternative.
Well, as I just said, Claire, I mean, we're waiting for the white paper. We've been calling for the white paper. We were led to believe that.
That's
it would
not an alternative, Billy. That's just you're waiting to critique what the minister's putting forward. But you're not saying, look, here's a solution. I've come up with this. I've been working away in the background. And if we were to get elected again, here's what we would do with the health service.
Yeah, well, Claire, just to repeat, we're the only party that actually published a discussion document, a detailed discussion document commissioned by Dr. Brian Turner, who is an expert in this area with regard to the various options and how we would fund the health services in the year ahead. I think that was a very responsible thing for an opposition to do, and we will wait in for the white paper because we just don't know exactly what they are going to publish and what they're committed to, and they are talking about implementing this in 2019. Now, I mean, I'd like to see the white paper. I'd like to put it on top of the document that we've published, and I'm quite definite that Fianna Fáil will have a very robust health policy that will be fair and equitable and sustainable and affordable.
Ray, what's the solution?
Well, I don't believe universal health insurance will improve the quality of care of patients. We need a gradual investment in healthcare. You can introduce universal healthcare to Ireland and improve transparency without transferring the purchasing of healthcare to private insurers. And the dangers is we go down that road and it's going to be very, very expensive if we find it doesn't work.
So what do we do then? Do we retain the status quo? Do we give less people medical cards? I mean, how are we going to change the system that we have, which very obviously everybody's agreed is not working?
Well, it's interesting that Dr. Riley finally is waking up to the expense of this, because the German system is actually a social insurance-based system. And what you can do is expand social insurance. You can ring fence personal taxation for healthcare, such as PRSI or health charge. And you can proceed that with a universal charge. And as I said earlier, you need to split the purchaser and provider. You need to have money follows the patient, but not just the document that the government has in regard to money follows the patients is money following patients into hospitals. There is no similar document on money following the patient into general practice. Now, what you've got to see in the Dutch system is, they say it's only there for 6 to 7 years. The Dutch system was built on 30 years of investment in general practice primary care. The Dutch system spends 10% of the budget on general practice and a further 10% on the community care supporting general practice, making it primary care.
So it was a very long time in the making.
As does the UK system, as does the Australian system. Unless you invest in general practice, and the mainstay of the Dutch system and the German system is general practice primary care.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. Ray Wally, GP, member of the IMO GP committee, thank you for coming in today. And Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil Health spokesperson, who joined us from our Cork studio. Coming up in a moment, we're going to talk about those in negative equity, and we'll ask whether plans to help them move to more suitable properties if they need to will work.